I used to get made fun of being in the marching band. It wasn't good. And I wasn't like a tough kid. Like I wouldn't like scrap. I wouldn't get into fights. You know what I mean? So I had to come up with like witty things to say to people. So what I would do is like if people made fun of me, I would just list a date from history and a false event. People have no idea how to respond to that. They don't know what to do. Like if I was at a function and someone's like, "Hey Lawson, where's your bass drum, bro?" I'd be like, "What is this, 1755? The Incarnation?" Everybody around him would be like, "What was the Incarnation? What happened in 1755? Who's embarrassed now? That guy. Where am I? Throwing horseshoes. Be throwing." It was an outdoor event. I don't know if I mentioned that. You never know, though. That guy might be intelligent. He might think to himself, "I don't think there was an incarnation in 1755. And he might make fun of you again. That's when you have to come back with something else that's real, but very obscure. You know what I mean? Very obscure. He'd be like, "Hey, Lawson, what's that? Cummerbund you wearing?" I'd be like, "Take it easy, Thomas Gradgrind." He'd be like, "Who's Thomas Gradgrind?" And I'd be like, "He's a character from Charles Dickens' novel Hard Times. You ever read it?" Maybe he has read it. He's like, "Yeah, I read it once in high school, but I don't remember it." That's when you go, "Well, maybe you should read again. Then you'll understand how everybody else views you. Right, Tony?" Now it's on Tony. Tony doesn't want to admit he never read Hard Times. Who's embarrassed now? These guys. Where am I? Feeding the ducks. Feeding the ducks. You ever fed a duck? Yeah, it's a good feeling. The number one goal when feeding a duck, do you know what it is? Number one goal. No, not bread, but I like that. Bread! That's the goal, bread! Maybe during the Depression, that was the goal. Bread! You would use bread to reach this goal, and the number one goal when feeding a duck is the chance that it snips your fingers. You want that beak to grab it, and you're like, "Oh!" And then your body is full of life. It's full of life. That is the ultimate goal, is to be snipped. Snipped by a duck. You ever been snipped?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's tight. Those are the things my mother put me through. She led me to those things. I remember one time in marching band, this kid had just moved to our school, and it was like the first week before school, we had to like get ready for like the football season, so we'd like have rehearsals, and we were outdoors, and this kid was there. He was new at our school, and he's trying to bond with me, and this like not attractive woman walked by, and he goes, "Hey, Lawson, that looks like your mother." And I go, "That's not funny, dude. My mother's dead." And this kid got red in the face. He felt terrible, and he goes, "Dude, I am so sorry. My mother's dead." And I was like, "Oh. My mom's not dead, bro. She'll be here at 3:30 if you want to lift home. Sometimes she'll bring like a ham and cheese sandwich. I mean, you can split it. You can have mine. You can have mine." Felt horrible. It's not a good situation to have.